Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hey everyone, Travis here. Today's episode of Watching the Throne comes from our Patreon page. Twice a week, we post bonus mini-episodes of the show to our Patreon page. While the episodes we post to the public feed can be sprawling and, as you know, very, very, very long, we like to keep our Patreon episodes very focused and to the point. These mini-eps are really fun for us to record, and we want everyone to enjoy them. So we decided to post this week's mini-episode to the public feed so everybody could enjoy it. If you'd like to access every mini-episode that we post to our Patreon page each week, as well as our entire podcast catalog, where we break down 120 different Kanye West songs, then subscribe to our Patreon page at patreon.com/Kanye Podcast. For just $5 a month, you'll not only get all of those episodes, but you'll also be able to help us decide which episodes we tackle for the future of the show. So again, that's patreon.com/Kanye Podcast. Thank you so much, and stay wavy.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it.
Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne.
A lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
My name is Chris Lambert.
I'm both exasperated and we have to hurry up a little bit, but this is the midi season for, did I say my name?
I think you did. I don't okay. know.
I'm Travis Beam. Who cares? Because you're all going to hate me in about 5 seconds. This is the midi season for our first midi season for the Patreon page. The topic of this season is hot takes, and I got a real hot take today that I'm not comfortable with saying out loud.
Yo, this was a doozy because we were going over some of the ones that we got from Patreon. I was asking Travis, like, do you have any hot takes that you would like to make part of the season? And Travis is just like, oh, do I? And unzips his pants and put this out on the table.
Yeah. Just flopped it right down to the table.
Oh, my God.
And it made Chris very uncomfortable, and I understand that.
Yeah, what are you doing, bro? Like, it's definitely going to be our most controversial
All right.
topic that we've ever discussed. So
all right, let me get it back out. Zip. Okay.
Oh my God.
I know it's a big one. So this is not something I say easily. And what I'm saying, like, there are a lot of stipulations to it. Like, I want to fully express what I mean when I say this, but for me, as somebody who once ranked Ghost Town as his favorite Kanye West song, Ghost Town has not aged super well, in my opinion. And at this point, I don't even know if it's like a top 10 Kanye song.
Wow. For you personally, or I guess for you, like, in
yes.
general?
I think I mean, that's going to be part of the sprawling discussion we're about to have. But, like, for me personally, it definitely isn't. Like, just surface level, for me, it doesn't have that same punch anymore.
Yeek. Yeek. How do you... How do you reach that point where you've lost your path?
I know. So, well, I guess I got to think back to 2018, and a big reason I love that song so much is because just of all the turbulent year Kanye had, and the range of emotions I was feeling about Kanye, a lot of positive, a lot of negative, but ultimately, like, I'm always there with Kanye. Like, I'm part of his journey. I care about him. Like, I like listening to his music because I learned so much about him. And to me, Ghost Town was the most cathartic moment he had had in a song in a while. Like it felt like it was explaining so much and uncovering him down to the bone. Like, it was such a revealing song and so perfect for the album. Like, it's the climax of the entire album. It reaches this breaking point and he pours out like his entire mantra, basically, about becoming a kid again and, like, losing the ego and becoming more of a family man, like all that is being set up in that song. So that emotion like is definitely there. And that was why, like, I remember listening to the Ghost Town, like bawling my eyes out, thinking like, God, like Connie is just doing it better than anybody else. 2 years later, like now when I think this is what it is, like now when I just listen to the song and I remove it from the context of all that, my emotions are different than they were just like during that trying time. It just, when I listen to it as a song, it's just not my favorite like kind of song. It's kind of, to me, it's an album track. It's not a song that really stands on its own. It's something that explodes because of the other five songs that have preceded it and because of everything we know about Kanye leading up to it. I think that's what it is for me at this point, is that I think of Ye more as like not a single song, but like all of those songs are so interconnected that I never thought about them as individual songs. So if I listen to Ghost Town individually, just like the sound of it, I don't know what it is. And I'm terrible at describing like sound. Anyone sounds stupid when they try to describe the sound of a song, but like it just doesn't hit the same way anymore.
That's man, it hurts me to hear you say that. I speaking for the fans, you're canceled. Travis Bean is over party.
I'm okay with that.
And it's so, if I'm getting like back to objectivity, I thought that Ghost Town was going to be contender to win the 2018 Best Kanye West Song Tournament Deathmatch Extreme. And it ended up in the semifinals. It lost to Power, 51-49, 3,711 votes cast. So it was right there as a main contender. But if you look at the 2019 Best Kanye West Song Tournament Deathmatch Extreme, the semifinals were Devil in a New Dress versus Jesus Walks and Ultralight Beam versus St. Pablo. So Ghost Town ended up getting knocked out a little bit earlier. And it's still a big contender to win this next year of Best Kanye West Song Tournament Deathmatch Extreme. But I would say that if you're looking for maybe there's some kind of numerical or mathematic basis for what you're saying, like it could be that other people feel the same way. If I'm getting into your lane and thought process here, I wonder if some of the power of that was taken away by Jesus is King for you specifically, in just the sense that in doing our Jesus is King season, we talked so much about how cathartic that album was and how it's one of the few Kanye albums to really end positively, not just like neutrally, which I think Ye ends up being is kind of a neutral charge because of that front half and back half balance. But the Ye kind of culminates, or that Jesus is King culminates a bit more. So I don't know if the catharsis that you got from that and the power you got from that just kind of got power crept or emotional creep by the next Kanye album having like even more to it. It's like if you go back and listen to some of the 808 songs, they may not hit as powerfully as they once did from a Kanye perspective, because we know about where he's at in his life now. So I kind of get it, but I still get so into it. Like as soon as I can understand it theoretically right now as I'm just like thinking about it, but as soon as the first notes of Ghost Town hits, I continue to get swept up into it every time. Like as soon as I hear Shirley Ann Lee saying "Someday," I'm just like, hell yeah, fuck yeah, here we go. Like,
yeah,
Ghost Town, like it's awesome.
It's strange because like I do think that beginning part is, as much as I love Shake's outro, like the beginning part is so awesome, and thinking about the context and how Kanye is sampling this song that wasn't finished by Shirley Ann Lee and he's giving it a life, like there's so much power in that. I think for me, you know, all those other songs you mentioned that are making that are going really far in the Kanye West Song Tournament Death Match Extreme, whatever thousand, like, when I listen to those songs though, I get a different, I get that feeling that I wish I was getting from Ghost Town now, like power. And maybe it just, it's just getting at how complex a lot of those songs are, like sonically, like Power and Runaway and even Blood on the Leaves, which is a song I have notably on this show, not loved as much as you. Like, I feel like those songs like have an oomph to them that Ghost Town doesn't. And I think Ghost Town purposely like isn't as in your face. Like, it's meant to be the culmination of the journey on Ye, and it's reined in a little bit. And the way it explodes is different. It's much more kind of like a humbling song about kind of getting to a better place. But I don't know what it is. I think it's really just the production and the sonics of the song. Like, it's just, and maybe this is more reflective of where I'm at with my musical taste, but it doesn't grab me quite like it did. And I would, and that, I guess I am just talking about me, but if I had to like make a bet, I would bet that it broadly in the Kanye fan community, like, I just don't know if I envision it lasting, having the same kind of lasting legacy that Runaway or Power does, or St. Pablo. Like, I don't know if 10 years down the line, people are going to look at Ghost Town and be like, oh, like a classic Kanye song. Like, it'll be classic, but I don't think it'll be absolute top tier.
You think it would be more on the level of like a Gorgeous or a Crack Music, or
yes,
not even like, what on Yeezus you have kind of the heavy hitters at this point are Blood on the Leaves, New Slaves, and Hold My Liquor,
right?
And it feels like sometimes Black Skinhead's kind of second fiddle,
right? Yeah. But I mean, it's all speculation. I mean, I know people love it, and I do love it. I think all I'm reacting to is like, Ghost Town was had the aura of like the next Runaway. Like, this is a song that will define Kanye West. I hate to make predictions, but like, I don't know if it will. I'm anxious to find out if it will. And I kind of secretly hope it will, because I love the song and what it represents. Like I'm saying, like, I just don't know if production wise, like the way it's grabbing me, I don't know if it's going to carry that further down the road. Huh.
I still feel like that outro will continue to be one of the most like iconic moments for Kanye fans. Like, and as people kind of come back to Ye, rediscover Ye, I think it's just going to kind of, Ghost Town's reputation is only going to grow in that capacity. Mm-hmm. Because people, we've seen just in the 2 years, people have started to come back to the album and be like, oh, this is a really good album, actually.
Right.
And there's no way that part of that process isn't, oh shit, I love Ghost Town.
Right.
So I wonder what the dynamic will be, because it could fall off for some people that were already on board the way you and I were. But I do wonder if that outro is just going to continue to be the thing that drives people. And then Kanye's verse continues to have such resonance, mm-hmm. to Kanye. Like, you might think they wrote you off. They're going to have to rope me off. Someday the drama will be gone and they'll play this song on and on. Ah, sometimes I take all the shine, Travis. Talk like I drink all the wine, Travis. Years ahead, but way behind, Travis.
I mean, all those words still mean so much. You know what I think will really determine it is Kanye's always so ahead of the curve, and his music comes to define the way other people make music. I wonder how much Ghost Town will do something like that. Like, because it's such a strange song, like from Shirley Ann Lee to Kid Cudi to Kanye to Shake, like those are all very different sounding parts of the song. It's a very dynamic song in that sense. I wonder if any of those sounds will go on to be like, oh man, like Kanye had it like way before everyone else. Like, look at that.
I actually did wonder if that was one of the reasons that it might have slipped for you a little bit, is that it is Shirley Ann Lee, Party Next Door, Cudi, Kanye, Shake. And is it that you have such an amalgamation of sounds on the song that it can kind of start to feel not like any one thing?
Yeah.
And because you never sink into the one thing, it starts to feel a little less cohesive or a little more disjointed than, say, like a Runaway or a Blood on the Leaves.
Right. I think that's kind of it. Although on paper, like, I love when a song does that kind of stuff and I applaud it. And I love I Thought About Killing You. Like, to me, that in retrospect, it's the standout song on the entire album. And it's a song that has all those different parts and it is more than a song. Like, I'm complaining about Ghost Town isn't that listenable. Like, well, like, on the surface, neither is I Thought About Killing You. But I Thought About Killing You feels, like, so progressive in a way that I'm kind of, like, I can latch onto it and be like, ooh, like, this is, like, the next sound. Like, this is something that transcends. I think it's just Ghost Town. Like, maybe there are just too many parts where I feel like it's a lull. And it's not that I don't think it all connects. Like, it totally does in terms of the story. But, like, sonically, I think that may be more what it is.
Yeah, I Thought About Killing You, to that point, is just Kanye the whole time. Even though there's different tempos, it's still just like you're able to fall into what Kanye's doing rather than like this person and then this person and then this person.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've always been on the train that I Thought About Killing You is the best song on Ye from the get-go. And it continues to be my number one favorite Kanye song. Yeah. So...
I mean, I get chills from it now.
Welcome, Travis. Welcome. So while I am shocked, and while I will say on behalf of the people, shame on you, but I will also say welcome, welcome to the party. It's funny, I'm on the Ghost Town lyrics page on Genius, and it just has at the bottom like a one person viewing right now.
That's
it's
you.
Just me. I'm the only person viewing the lyrics to Ghost Town in all the world right now.
I mean, how popular can the song still be if only one person's looking at the lyrics?
That's true. Let's check I Thought About Killing You.
Ooh, this is riveting entertainment right here.
Also one.
Hmm. Well, just me. Maybe Ye isn't doing so well in retrospect.
Yeah, right?
All right, thanks for listening to me. I feel like shit, but I had to get it off my chest.
Yo, you're just Kanye-ing. You gotta share your truth, whether it's controversial or not. And at the end of the day, I respect you for it.
You know what? 6 months from now, I could feel completely different.
Guaranteed.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses, your glasses, your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for.